couldn't explain it. But there it was, alive, in the deep, deep waters of the Amazon. A throwback to a creature that had existed 100 million years ago. Immensely strong and destructive. A woman's beauty, the bait that brought it out of its lair. See underwater thrills never photographed before. See titanic underwater battles never dreamed of before in this most terrifying of the science fiction adventures.
What's up, everybody? East Society Podcast, 31 Days of Horror. Mike's here with me tonight, and we're going to be talking about the 1954 Universal Monster Classic, and my favorite out of all the Universal Monsters, Creature from the Black Lagoon. I didn't realize this movie was rated. Well, a lot of these movies were rated G, so, I mean... It's probably borderline PG, but what can you do? Obviously, we did not see this in a theater. I did see it in a theater once, but not in 54. When did you first see this one?
At the Friendship House, when they used to have movie nights off of a projector, like a reel-to-reel projector. And the first time I saw it was there. And then I just loved it. Like, I saw a lot of black and white flicks there, like Them, Beast from 20,000 Fathoms, all those flicks. But I remember Creature, because that one, too, is my favorite. It's probably my favorite movie monster of all time, over Predator, over Alien, because the Creature was just, I mean, that character is just really cool, his backstory and everything, which we'll get into. But, yeah, man, I was at the French Pass, and pretty much as a kid, like, watched it every time it came on TV.
Yeah, the first time I saw this was one of those Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon movies, probably during the Halloween season on Channel 44, because they always showed all the classic Universal stuff. So I remember Dad like, hey, yeah, I should check this one out. This one's good. I was like, okay. I didn't really know what it was. And I watched it, and I was just blown away and just immediately fell in love with the creature. Because I just, if you look at it today, all you younger listeners look at it and go, what's so good about this? Dude, look at the time.
Yeah.
But... I mean, for us growing up in the probably in the early 80s is when I seen this. I just thought it was awesome. I mean, this missing link from the Devonian age. I just thought it was an awesome monster. So I was like, I'm all about this. So
I like the way he sounded too.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool sound effects. His vocalizations are cool.
And I loved how they just kept using the same score every time he came on. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah. And it, no matter what, I mean, even if nothing was happening, if he just kind of popped out of the water. Yeah. I just watched this. I have them on Blu-ray or Creature on Blu-ray two times, the regular and the Steelbook. But I've never seen A Creature Walks Among Us, and that or Revenge of the Creature aren't on Blu-ray. So I saw the little DVD collection. It was only like $10 or whatever at Walmart. I bought it last year and just finally sat down and watched it this year. I figured, this isn't too bad. I had the grandsons with me this over the weekend, so I threw it in. I knew it wasn't, there was no cuss words. It wasn't bloody, gory, or anything. So I just threw it in. I didn't really think they would watch it, because they're playing and doing their thing. But every time the creature was on screen, they both stopped and just sat there. I mean, even Buster, I assume he's getting into things on TV. He sat there and just watched it, and both of them were like glued to the screen only when the creature was on. They didn't care when everyone else was talking and all that. So I was watching, but then I was looking at them and then thinking like, shit, that was probably not their age, but I was like, man, I was a little kid sitting there watching this. So they love it. I have a little creature figure, the reaction figure here on my desk. And Daniel came in here and grabbed it and then went back in there, and he had his little sea cages and his sharks and everything, and he was playing. And Buster went over there and he tried to grab it from him, and they were in there arguing or fighting and screaming over it. And I was like, oh, so
gotta get another one
now. Yeah, I'm gonna have to get to both of them. This is the one I have is the black and white version of it, and I let them play with it. I know they wouldn't break it, but I'm like, I'll just get them the colorized ones next time I go down to Super 7. Because these little figures, the black and white one is kind of pricey right now. I bought two. Marky gave me one, and I have one still in the box. But I did pick up, when I went to Days of the Dead in Vegas, up one of the 12-inch ones, I guess, or the 8-inch, however big those ones are. Mm-hmm. I like it. It was cool. I just bought it because it was creature. But it's only his hands and his feet and his head are sculpted. It's got, like, the old Mego-style clothes. I didn't care, man. It was creature. I kind of want to get Daniel one, but then I'm like, he's going to want to put it in the tub, and that little clothing gills are going to get all wet. So, but you do what you got to do, man. I see those prices on eBay for the regular ones that I seen them. I remember seeing these when these creature figures were brand new, and I'm like, that's all right. I'll get it later. Now I can't get them because they're like in the hundreds. Like,
told you, man.
Even the Funko Pops, the creatures, I saw those. But when I saw them, I wasn't into them. And now I want them, $100.
Yeah, I told you, man, like the car.
That too. I had that in my hand.
Should have grabbed one, man. And then, speaking of creature figures, like that one I have, that Sideshow Collectibles one, that Silver Age one that's gray, that's not colored, that one's badass. I got that for $50 on eBay. Didn't come in the box. It came loose, but I put it, it's in a case. And then I picked up that Diamond Select one. The one that's really poseable and sculpted really well. The other one, the Sideshow one is too. It's sculpted really well, but there's really no articulation in it. But this one, you know, since I photographed my stuff, that Diamond Select one, I cracked it open and did some shots with it. And I love it. That's probably the best creature figure that's out. Unless, you know, like Hot Toys does a really, really, you know, sculpted one. But there's a lot of licensing happening. Oh, real quick. Huge prayers and good thoughts for Rico Browning, who played the creature, the swimming parts. I guess he's not doing so good. His health is—he's not doing so hot. And his daughter asked all of us fans to please say some good words for him. So Rico, man, get better, get some rest, and get better.
Yeah, but hopefully see him at a con sometime.
Yeah, but it's crazy, man. Like you're right. You know, like looking, because one of my buddies that collects too asked me where I got that creature, and I told him. And he sent me some screenshots of what they are on eBay. And I was lucky enough. I got mine for $70. I think it was $70. The box was all beat up. And I'm going to open it anyway so I can shoot it. But it's a really good figure. I really like it.
Man, I just can't drop that kind of money. I can, but I feel bad when I do. Why? I see it, if I'm like at a con and I see it, that's a little easier for me to go, I'm getting it. It's the stuff online I see, and I'm like, do I need it? Now it's it calls to me if I'm holding it, looking at it. Because even Renee goes, better get it. You're not going to see it anymore. And I'm like, all right.
I'm telling you, just like today, man, you better jump on that that Halloween Kills pre-order steelbook.
I know. I need to do that. I just pre-ordered Snake Eyes. Snake Eyes came out. What's today? Tuesday? It came out today. We're recording this. And I'm like, damn, I forgot it was coming out. And I went on there and no more in the stores. So, but they were still selling them. So I'm like, all right, there's still plenty. So I just bought it. I ordered it. So it'll be here next week. Yeah, with the creature, just any kind of memorabilia, be it figures or a Pez dispenser or whatever. If I see it, I just grab them because I love them. I mean, those little busts, little heads that you had, I saw those, but it was in a whole big set, and I didn't want the set. I just wanted the creature. I do see it. Go ahead.
Next time I go to Blast, I'll grab you one if they have one.
All right.
Because I want to grab a Michael Myers one.
Well, there's a Jason. Let me know. But yeah, this film, I mean, it's really short. It was only an hour and 19 minutes because I threw it on and the next thing you know, it was over. And I think that's probably why the boys really sat there and paid attention to it. So, but the story was pretty much what it was. I mean, a bunch of in the very beginning, they were down in a geology expedition in the Amazon, and they found a fossilized skeletal hand of one of the creatures. They didn't know what it was, so they saw that and they took it back to wherever they were, somewhere in America, and then they said, you know what? I want to go down there with a team and look for more. Maybe we can find the rest of it because all they had was the hand. So they all packed up and they went back down there, kind of in the area of where it was at. But when the doctor found it, left his crew there, some of his crew, like, hey, you guys stay here. So we'll know exactly where it is when we come back. And when he left them there, the creature came out and we didn't see it. Then it just came out and killed him. The thing I really loved about the creature was his hands, his big webbed hands, on how big they were and how he always just went straight for the heads and grabbed them.
he went straight for the heads, unlike the wolf man who has teeth and claws, but still chose to choke his victims in the old one.
I mean, I want them to make a new one because I want to see. Hold on, everyone's starting to text me. I want to see if it make a rated R creature, awesome. But if it's going to be PG-13, I at least want to see him like grab him by the faces and then. Rake the size of them and leave marks on them. I mean, like they did in Chud when the Chuds grabbed them and raked your face or whatever, left big old gashes. That's what I want. We probably won't get it. And they remake everything, but I don't know why they never remake this. I mean, they said they've been saying for years and years, yeah, we're going to make it, we're going to do it. But then every time they try to start this Universal Monsters back, I mean, they tried with The Mummy, which I liked, the one with Tom Cruise. And then they hit it big with The Invisible Man. I thought that was an awesome film. I was happy when they were getting to do the Dark Universe. That was with The Mummy, but then that bombed and then they just, nah, we're not going to do it now. So. Lee Winnell's, I guess he's coming at us with the Wolfman next. That's cool, but we got a billion Invisible Man movies, a billion werewolf movies, bunch of Frankenstein and Dracula. Just give us the creature, then make all of those. Whatever you do, don't give it to Adam Wingard. He ruined my childhood with that Godzilla Kong nonsense he made, but.
Or Rob Zombie. He'll put his wife in it.
Speaking of them, I mean, I'll see it. Are those new? I just got that picture. I want those. I don't care. I don't care. It does look dumb. I don't like his eyes. But look at the one that I have.
I've seen that clothes. One. I saw it at Target.
Yeah, that one. But I only got it because it's the creature. But I mean, just give us a good one. But yeah, Rob Zombie, the monsters. I'll see it, but
I won't.
Come on. I mean, Sherry Moon, I love you and all that, but do you need to be in every single movie?
That's Sherry Moon, Yoko Ono.
Morticia, is that her name? Yeah, Morticia. I don't want a baby version of Morticia.
No, man. Look, if Rob Zombie made a movie called The Last Black Woman on Earth, it'd star his wife.
Is it going to be kid-friendly, or is he going to white trash it up like he does with all his movies?
I don't know, but you can expect... oh, my God. You can expect Bill Moseley to show up in it.
And, I like everybody he gets. I mean, they're all good actors, but...
Who's he going to have play Lurch?
I don't know. Was there, because they showed the three, I know we're supposed to talk about Creature, but there's a picture that came out, I think it was today or yesterday. I know it was a picture of Grandpa and...
Herman.
Yeah. We're talking about Adam's Family. No, the Munsters. What the hell? Lily. Was that her name? His wife? Because his niece was... Someone's screaming it at us. God dang it. Was it Mary? Lily was a mom. Herman, Marilyn. That's what it is. Hey, I was close. I almost said Mary.
Yeah, there was Herman, Lily, Grandpa, Eddie, Marilyn. Yeah.
I don't know what Rob Zombie's going to do with it. So
I know what he's going to do. He's going to ruin it.
Hey. I just don't want it to be. It doesn't need to be all crazy or anything. Just make it. Okay, Jeff Daniel Phillips is Herman. And Dan... Roebuck is Grandpa.
Yeah.
All right. I don't know. We'll just see when it comes out. But anyway, Creature. You guys know, if you're new to the show, we veer off into everything, other things all the time. So, but welcome. Thank you for listening. Everyone else that's new, that's old to the show, you know how we do it. We always veer back eventually. So yeah, they posse up, they go down there, they find the doctor who finds his, the crew that he left, they're all dead, and, they don't know what it is. So they just keep on going down the river, and then they don't really know what it is or what killed them. They just kind of figure, well, maybe some wild animals killed them. So they eventually get down to the bottom where they said we're at the very end where people call it the Black Lagoon. So they're all right. Well, we're going to dive in the water and see if we can find because one of the doctor scientist guys said, well, because they went to the area where they found the fossilized hand. And then they'll say, well, who knows? It's been here for who knows how long. It could have just fallen apart and went down river. So they're like, all right, well, let's go. So that's why they went all the way to the end to see if it just eventually went down there, because that's when they dove into the water to look around. The creature saw them while they were there, and it was kind of following them down the river. And then when they get there, they're diving and not really seeing anything. And of course, this is when we see Kay, played by Julie Adams. When she did all the scenes, every time they show a creature, when she's swimming and he's swimming like right under her. And I'll give it to Rico, or how do you say his name?
Rico.
Rico, he did a lot of swimming in that. Two people were playing the gill man. Ben Chapman was the one when he was walking around. But the underwater stuff, I mean, I think that would take a lot more. I don't know how heavy this suit was that he had to wear. It had to be really flexible for him to be swimming all that. And I don't know if he had, I assume he didn't have a little built-in air thing. Maybe there was the divers off to the side with air.
No, he had, in his back, between his shoulder blades, he had a little tank.
Okay.
Yeah, he had like a skinny water tank.
You couldn't see it in this one. I mean, you couldn't see it in the second one. But in Revenge of the Creature, you can see, you knew he had some kind of breathing thing under there. Because when he was breathing, there was bubbles coming out of the top of his head. And it didn't do that in the first film. So, I mean, nothing against that. But that's when I realized that they had something in his suit. Because he looked a little bit bigger. Especially the little spine gills or whatever on his back. Those were a lot bigger in the second film. So they get down there and they're doing what they're doing. The gill man kind of gets caught up in one of their nets. I like that. Kind of reminded me of Jaws. How when it just kind of was and took off and they were like, because they like pulled the boat and everything. And that's when they were like, what? So then it snapped and they didn't know what it was. So when they brought it up, they found it wasn't one of his fingers. It was like one of his nails broke off. Broke off in the net. So they're like, all right. So then they realize, whatever we found, this is a part of it, and it's alive. So that's when they really went in there to go look for it. And during all that, it killed a couple of the crewmen. And I loved how it just always came out of the water, and the way the music always kicked in. And when he comes walking at the camera, I loved how his gills were moving, and his mouth was always opening like he was taking breaths. I liked how his eyes looked in this one.
Yeah.
I didn't like how they looked in the second and in the third film.
the ping pong balls?
Yeah. I thought it looked really cool. These colorized pictures that I see, are these, was it green? Like
his suit? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, in the first one, it was like two-toned. He is a lighter green with a yellow belly, or a lighter green, greenish yellow belly, and he was more painted up. In the second one, he was just like a darker green. He's darker in Revenge of the Creature. He's darker, and his vocalizations are different. Like, he has more of a roar instead of like a grunt.
Because I'm looking at a colored picture of him, and he looks he's like pulling up Julie Adams. She's laying on the, when they're in the cave. He looks like green and kind of like a bronze gold looking color for like the highlights. It looks cool, but. So, yeah, they figured out, all right, we need to catch this thing. And it's always spinning and just really moving right along with them. And those big-ass spear gun things with the little air tanks on them when they were trying to shoot them with the spears. They did hit them a couple of times because they ended up capturing them. And they just wanted to take them back. And study him. I mean, one I can't remember which one. One of the guys wanted to just kill him, but then they were like, "No, we need to bring him back alive." So, before they captured it, they were going back out of the lagoon or back up river. But then the Gilman threw some trees in front of the river to block it, so they couldn't get out, and that's when they caught it. Yeah, that's what. I had to, man. It's a creature. No matter how dumb it looks, I gotta get it.
Look like a bad Halloween costume.
The feet are hella big, and his hands and his head. That's all that's sculpted. I'd have to buy one and open it to see how he looks. It better not be like human colored body under his clothes. Age is 17 and up. Oh, it is Mego. Okay. Duh. I thought it was something else. But anyway, yeah, so they kind of get, what are we going to do? And then that's when they catch him. He does emerge and climb onto the boat and takes out a few more guys. So they're running short. And then when they were finally trying to move the stuff off the boat. Whoa. Come on. What is this? I mean, the body looks all right, except for the feet and the head. Whoa. We're looking at some stuff on eBay. $295 for that? Oh, my God. No. No, thank you. This looks good. Looks stupid. Oh, man. Just shell out the big bucks for something that looks real. Really like him. So, yeah, they go back, dive back in the water, and they have big fights with him. And then they eventually shoot him up, and they catch him. And then I love how he just, after they shoot him with whatever that stuff it is and knocks him out, he just, no, it was all that crap they were pumping into the water.
Into the water, that, like, that powder.
Yeah.
Which I think was cocaine. They're dropping cocaine in the water, and he got all boozy.
He got too high, couldn't handle it. I love how he just stops and just floats there. Then they grabbed him and they tied him up. All right, man, we get him back on there before. So they threw him into the, built a little bamboo cage on the boat. I liked how he was just standing in there. You can just see his head. But then when he kind of woke up, how his head just kept coming back and forth out of the water. And looking at him. So they were just trying to get him back, and then he busts out, kills a couple more guys, and then grabs Kay and then dives into the water. When he was swimming, was that like a dummy, or was that really an actress?
That was really an actress, yeah.
Okay, because he was holding her one end and swimming with the other while they were underwater. And I assume they did this all in the back lots of Universal, because that water was like hella clear. It wasn't even murky or anything. So
yeah, it was. I forgot. Yeah, it was in the Universal lot.
But I love how he grabbed her, and they were like, we gotta go get her. No, one of them started. He was ready to start shooting at her, and they're like, they kind of pushed his gun away. Nah, you're gonna kill her. You're gonna hit her.
You're gonna hit Kay.
Yeah, so like, what the fuck? So that's when they all just, a couple of them dive in after her. All right, this is the part that it was cool, but then I was like, really? Anyway, so the creature takes her down into his underwater cave, and she kind of wakes up, and I don't remember which one of the doctors dive in there, and they find her, and they're looking around. They don't know where the creature is, and then he comes emerging out of a little pond. I guess he had to get back in the water for whatever, and then they're like, I love that dude that rescued her. He came in just shorts, no shirt, nothing, and then the creature grabbed him, and they're dun, 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 and it was just fighting him, and man, he didn't even get cut or anything. He should have had rake marks on his shoulders and neck and everywhere.
He had him on his ribs
because when he grabbed him,
yeah, creature picked him up. Lifted him up. He was gonna slam him, and then Lucas, the boat captain, and that other doctor came in and shot him up.
Yeah, they just filled him up with rifle shots.
They're about to finish him off, and then the doctor's like, "No, let him go," because he was just trying to get past him at that
point. Yeah, he didn't even like charge him. He just wanted to pass them and get out of the water. But those two dove in to the underwater cave, and then the other guys, they heard the screaming, so they jumped off the boat, and I guess they found the cave entrance. So that's how they went in there. That's how when they came running in and they shot him up. But yeah, they let him go because he walks out of the cave just to dive back into the water again. Well, you were down there right by the water. Why don't you just jump back in? But I didn't make this movie. So I liked how he was just walking all like Frankenstein, all hella slow. And you could just see it. He was taking in big breaths. But you knew he was all shot up, and then he just jumps in the water. He starts to swim, but then all of a sudden he stops swimming and then just kind of sinks. And then
sinks.
And then the end. I love this one. I mean, I think it is for what it is, 1954. I mean, you can't beat it. It was created this iconic Missing Link Gill Man creature. I mean, and it's amazing to me, this story and this monster that they made, it still holds up. You can find Dracula, Frankenstein, and all those all over the place. It's a creature for me as a creature hunter. I can never find anything. I always find all the other ones, but I don't know. But out of the three, this is my favorite one. I did see this once in the theater for all of you guys in the town. Grand Lake Theater used to show 50-cent movies on Saturday and Sundays, and this was one of them. I was like, oh, my God, it can be on the big giant screen in the main theater at Grand Lake, and it was in 3D. Oh, what's her name? Renee went with me. Not my wife, Renee. Renee Preston. Mm-hmm. She went with me. And because I said, it's going to be in 3D. She was like, oh, cool. So we walked over there. And it was the red and blue 3D. Back then, it didn't bother me. My eyes were still young. But now, red and blue 3D just gives me an instant headache. I could not watch Friday the 13th Part 3. I was like, oh, cool, because I had the Blu-ray and it came with glasses. Like, oh, it's in 3D. Let me try to watch it. I could barely get through the beginning, and I just stopped it. It was just giving me an instant headache. So there's no way, I don't think I could sit through this in 3D again. But it was awesome. I loved it. This was one of those films when everything was coming out at you. I mean, they made it for a 3D film. Because in that very beginning, when you see the fossilized hand sticking out, it's sticking straight out at you. I thought that was awesome when they were underwater, when the creature was coming at you, and when they were trying to gear him with the spears and all that. Oh, man. How much was that one?
70.
If it was in my hands, I'd probably buy it. That want that little thing too. Did you guys get any more of them?
We just got those were the surprise ones.
Those ones that
you couldn't tell. And then we only got one because we had two Frankensteins and two mummies.
Yeah, see, I mean, he's the one that's hard to find, but. Watching it in 3D, I thought it was an awesome experience. Plus, to see it on the big screen. Really quick, 1955, we got Revenge of the Creature. And I also saw this on Channel 44. And they were advertising it. It's going to be in 3D on TV. And the way for you to get your 3D glasses, if you didn't have any, was go buy a Slurpee or a Big Gulp at 7-Eleven. And they gave you... They gave you 3D glasses, but there was no 7-Eleven by us, and I feel like walking way over there past Grand Lake Theater to 7-Eleven to get them. But I tried watching it because it was all in 3D, but I still wanted to watch it, and I was like, It's all blurry. I watched it maybe the next time they showed it when it was just normal. So I love the creature design. It was basically the same creature, but they just redid it. And like Mike said, they did make it look darker. But this story, I didn't really like this story on what they were doing. And this was an early Clint Eastwood. He's in this film. He was one of the, I assume it's one of the scientists' assistants or whatever.
He's at the beginning.
Yeah, that's all he is. And I was hoping that he would have been later on when the creature was running wild. But nah. But you got to start somewhere. So, young Philo Beddoe. But this one, it was all right. I mean, I loved all the creature parts, but there was less creature in this one. It was mainly about a dumb love story. This one and in the second one as well, there was love. And I'm like, come on. You don't need all that. But that one's, yeah, they went back to the Amazon and they caught him and then they brought him back to Florida to one some Ocean Harbor aquarium or whatever the oceanarium thing. And it is basically Jaws 3D. they catch it, they bring it up, and they wanted to put him out in the tanks so the public can see. And it's mainly just once they catch him, I mean, it Jaws 3D probably stole this from, because when they catch him, he's like, I love how they transported him. They caught him, they drugged him up, and they had this big crane and got him out of the water. Then they just stuck him in a little wood box on the back of a truck and then brought him back to America, to Florida. And then they dump him into the little waiting pool. There's a scientist walking him around like what's the name did in Jaws. Whoa, where's this?
That was at the L.A. Museum of Natural History. They had a little exhibit of Universal monsters.
Is it still there or no?
No, it was only there. I thought it was going to be this huge thing. They had this big old banner out front. I was all juiced up. It was only in one room.
Aww.
It was only, yeah, it was. I thought it was going to be a big, like that Marvel exhibit, but it was only in one room. But that was the best thing they had, was that big old creature statue.
Look at that hand. I went, hell no, I wouldn't want that coming at me. I think I'd fuck you up. But, yeah, they take it to this thing, and they walk it around, and he comes back to life, and then they all jump out of the water, and then they had him chained up to the bottom of this tank, and people came in, were watching it, and I was like, oh, come on. I mean, that's all it was mainly before it finally just got time. He was constantly pulling on that chain, but then at the end of the movie he finally yanks it and then climbs out, and it's when the park is open and they make the announcement, everyone get out of here, the Gill Man has escaped, and all you that are parked over by the ocean, don't go over there because that's where he's gonna head. And as he's running around and killing fools just to get out of there, and I was like, and then that was it. I mean, that was all that one was, and he escaped. I mean,
if you've seen Jaws 3 and King Kong, you've seen this movie.
Yeah, I mean, that's all it was. There was nothing really to it. I mean, it was really short. It was only 82 minutes. And again, I loved all the creature parts, but the story was like just, ugh, all right, okay. That's what you're going to give us. But what's his name? Rico came back. He was the Gill Man. In that one. And then the year later, we got The Creature Walks Among Us. This is one I never seen before. I'd seen pictures and everything, and I was like, why does he look like that? And cause he had clothes on. and he didn't look like the creature.
He was like all bigger, too. Like he was buff.
Yeah.
With that little head.
And I couldn't even get into this story because then there was another love story type of thing. One of the guys, one of the I guess a helpers or whatever, was trying to get at the main scientist's wife, and they went back. Because at the end of Revenge, he just walks out and jumps into the water and gets away. But I guess he didn't swim all. This is the same creature from the first film. Everyone, nope. It didn't die.
They shot him again.
But he was still alive.
They used the same footage from the first one of him floating, of him sinking. Yeah, they used the same. But in this one and the second one, I forgot how they killed him.
I
remember they had that really stupid special effect where he picked up that one guy and threw him, and like he had a wire attached to him, but he like totally dipped before he came back up and hit the tree.
That's in The Creature Walks Among Us.
No, that was in the second one.
No, dude, I filmed it and recorded that because Daniel kept laughing at that scene. It was A Creature Walks Among Us when he picks him up and throws him.
Then it was another one too, because remember when in the Revenge of the Creature, when that he left the girl laying on the beach when he was in the water, then those two teenage dudes drove up. And got out of the car. They're like, "Oh, look, there's a girl right there." And they went over to get her, and he came out of the
car. Oh, that's okay.
Grabbed that one dude and threw him. But there was another one in the third one where he threw
him? Yeah, I just sent you a little video clip of it. But
I just, Jesus.
Yeah, I was kind of like, "All right, what are you guys doing?" With this one, but it says following the Gillman's escape from the Ocean Harbor Aquarium in Florida, a team of scientists led by a deranged and cold-hearted Dr. William Bolton board the Vagabondia or whatever 3 to capture the creature in the Everglades. See, so it survived the second film because it didn't swim all the way back to the Amazon. It just went to the Everglades, and then they capture it, and then I know they set it on fire, but then this is what I didn't get. I guess whatever they were pumping into him to keep him alive.
He was he was in Florida.
Yeah,
he was in the Everglades.
But when they caught him after they burned him up, they were, because when they took off all the bandages is when he didn't look the same. He looked different, and I was like, what? I didn't like how he looked. I have the figure. I mean, Reaction put out one. Of course, Creature, I had to get it, but I didn't like how he looked. I mean, he still kind of looks like the creature, but his gills weren't as big, and it looks like he was getting lips, and I was like, what the hell's going on? And then, because they were saying, his body's starting to look more human, so we better put clothes on him. And I was like, okay. And the dude that played him, man, he looks huge. Either he was a big guy or they just put football pads on him or something, because I was I don't know. This one was just goofy. I didn't like how he looked, and the story was just, I mean, it didn't grab me. I just thought it was like, what's going on here? But when there was the minimal creature that was in it, but it was mainly about that guy won the main doctor's wife, and that main doctor was crazy and everything. And then they take the, when they bring him, they captured him. And then I want to say they took him to the Bay Area, to San Francisco
they took him to that institute.
Yeah.
And he tried to escape, but he didn't have gills anymore.
Yeah, that's why he was walking around.
He almost drowned.
Yeah. Because and he was starting to Oh, no, that was in the second one when he was starting to, like, understand, because they put this speaker underwater and they were talking, and it was, I guess, talking to it so much it was starting to understand the human language. So, but in this one, since he was kind of turning human or whatever, he was understanding more because he was able to just walk right along with them, and why they didn't. I'd get one of these two if I seen it. But he was walking like they didn't need any kind of restraints on him or anything. So
he was just chilling.
Yeah, but then he finally kind of got mad and just went crazy, because that clip I sent you, that was my favorite part. And you can hear Daniel laughing at the end of it. He roughs up this one fool in the house, picks him up, takes him out, picks him up, put over his head, carries him out to the balcony, and just throws him. You can clearly see it was a dummy of your body. Oh, man, we kept rewinding that part, laughing, and Daniel was just laughing. So, and Buster was just sitting there and enjoying it. He kind of looked at us when we were laughing, and he just smiled. But
did you ever see that YouTube video somebody did of the creature where he's like, he's hitting it. They took all the clips of him hitting stuff, and he's like, fuck this too, fuck this light. And then the creature walks among us, he kills that bobcat. He's like, fuck this cat. It's just, I'll send it to you. It's funny.
So, I mean, at the end, when he's finally making his escape, it says after ripping down the confining electric fence, he kills Dr. Barton and then slowly walks back to the sea. And the last thing we see is him walking towards the beach. That's the end of that one. So I was like, you start off awesome with the first film, then you kind of like, eh, you start to go down a little with Revenge, and then this one, you just completely just went. So I was like, man. But I watch this. I love this series of movies. I mean, will I ever watch the last one again? Maybe if I'm bored, but if it comes out on Blu-ray, of course I'm going to buy it. And if I can find more figures of it, of course I'm going to buy those as well. But, I loved, all of these, mainly the first one. But it is what it is. I mean, it's a cool little trilogy, of films. I don't think, I mean, there wasn't, was this the only one that had like a trilogy of film? There wasn't like three Frankenstein movies or.
Yeah, there was Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein.
No, I mean, just Frankenstein. Bride of Frankenstein is its own separate movie. But I mean, I just remember like Frankenstein, and then we had, yeah, of course, Bride of Frankenstein, but then we got Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein and Dracula and Wolfman and all them, which all those guys that played them were in that movie. But well, I love that one. I wish they put that on Blu-ray.
The Mummy had sequels.
That one was
the boring. First one was good.
I have the steel book, but I just remember being boring. We did the Wolfman last year on Taylor and I did the original or remake, but we did the original one, and then we did the one with Benicio del Toro, which I liked. A lot of people didn't like it, but yeah, Creature from the Black Lagoon, Revenge of the Creature, The Creature Walks Among Us. If you see that DVD set, I saw it at Walmart. That's when I grabbed it. So it's out there if you guys want to own these three films. The only one that's really formatted to fit your giant TVs is the first one. The second and the third are square boxes in the middle. But it really wasn't much to show. I mean, like, static-wise, it was just what it was. But oh man, The Creature Walks Among Us. I don't know what they were thinking. Oh man, this would be awesome. Make him start to look. No. Hopefully he turned back into his normal self once he got died. Back into motion. Hey, that's another thing. Yeah, would he have died in the salt water?
He didn't have gills.
Well,
in the third one, he didn't have gills. He just went back to the water and probably drowned.
I'd like to say he made it back home, but I don't know. They didn't make a fourth film. So, but, oh man, Creature from the Black Lagoon. We gave you guys extra. We talked about three of these films, but the first one, Creature from the Black Lagoon, again, 1954, directed by Jack Arnold. And I forgot to even mention who everyone was. Stars Richard Carlson, Julie Adams, Richard Denning, Antonio Moreno, Nestor Paiva. Is that Witt?
Witt Bissell.
Witt Bissell, Bernie Gozer, Henry Escalante, Ben Chapman as the Gill Man when he's walking around, and then Rico Browning as the Gill Man and as he's swimming underwater. I believe, yeah, Rico did all three films for the Creature. So, but yeah, Creature from the Black Lagoon, awesome film. Came out February 12th, 1954. The box office was 13,000. Yeah. Well, I guess that was good for that time. Yeah, there's, again, tons and tons of memorabilia. I want to get one of these posters. I like this one that's on Wikipedia. When the Creature is holding K. So, I really like them. There's other ones out there as well. But that's going to be it this episode, everyone. Got to get out of here. And we will come back tomorrow with something else. I don't know what yet, but just come back tomorrow and see. So, till then, everyone, be safe out there and party on.